help us to commence this evening with hymn 1076. Jesus, in whom the Godhead's rays beam forth with mildest majesty, I see thee full of truth and grace, and come for all I want to thee. 1076. Read together from two portions, firstly Psalm 46, followed by part of Luke chapter 8. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Now the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, and we will commence at verse 22. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, and verse 22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. And he brake the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. And when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
Bless to us indeed the reading of his holy word of truth. And now help and teach us to pray. O thou almighty God, one said, once more we come before our God. Once more, his blessing ask. And Lord, we would come. We would come humbly, We would not come with arrogancy in our mouth. But Lord, we would come with reverence. We would press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, thou that dost dwell in eternity, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, they cry one to another. Oh, that thou wouldst now rend the heavens and come down. Lord, that thou wouldst make one in our midst. As we read, Lord, thy dear people of old, one accord, one place. And Lord, thou didst truly gather with them that day of Pentecost, that day of the outpouring of thy blessed Spirit from on high. And Lord, we would worship thee in spirit and in truth. We would not be left, Lord, to some, as it were, earthly frame, some habit of man. Lord, some thing of self, sin, Satan. But oh, we would come before thee. Help, Lord. Truly it is so, as thou didst give the dear psalmist to speak. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth. The faithful fail from among the children of men. But Lord, we have that prayer. We have that help, Lord. And oh, we would plead it this night. And Lord, each that have entered this house of prayer this night, with that help, Lord, oh, send none empty away. Lord, thou that didst say, where two or three gather in my name, there am I in the midst. Lord, what a blessed spot, what a blessed place, where thine honour dwelleth. Lord, we come then as sinners. We come truly deep is the stain and dye of sin. We come, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Lord, and oh, we confess, solemnly confess, Lord, the sin that does so easily beset us, so easily get at us. Lord, there is that dire contagion that fills the veins. There is that, Lord, the old man of sin. And Lord, he's very much there. And Lord, carried away with those sinful thoughts, those sinful desires. But Lord, oh help, Lord, for we would come before thee. We would confess. We would plead, God, be merciful. That is, Lord, full of mercy, thou knowest, to me, a sinner. Lord, we must come and stand and give that account before that great white throne. Lord, oh, Lord, may it be, come, blessed. Lord, may it not be. Oh, Lord, speak it to some trembling sinner this night. Lord, that it will never be so. Depart from me, ye cursed. I never knew you. Lord, oh, prevent it by thy grace. Do thou be, dear Lord, my hiding place. Lord, may there be encouragement for trembling sinners this night. Lord, may there be hope, that rock, that finished work, the name of thee, dear Lord Jesus. Oh, do be precious, Lord. And Lord, as we come, not worthy of the least of all the mercies. For Lord, we do know mercies. Standing here once more, amongst thy dear people here, we look back. Thy mercies, Lord, strewn in the way. Not worthy of the least of them, Lord. But how can we go on without thy mercies? And oh, Lord, are there those that hope in thy mercy? Hope yet in thy appearing. Hope yet, Lord, some help, some token for good, some token of thy special love. Oh, draw near, Lord, this evening hour, and go with them. We do pray thy richest blessing upon the dear children. Lord, they each have a precious, never-dying soul. Oh, may they all be taught of the Lord. May there be with them the in the beginning God. Lord, thou canst blessedly begin, thou dost blessedly begin. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained praise. May there be, Lord, from time to time, Lord, in thy house, in the Sunday school, something for them, some help for them, Lord. And oh, do bless them indeed in all the great needs, Lord, this evil day and generation. Lord, help dear parents. Lord, grant to them that wisdom, that help, make a way, hear their cries. And Lord, dear grandparents, praying mothers, fathers in Israel, for this child I pray. Lord, may there be a bearing of one another's burdens, holding up at the throne of grace. Do bless then, dear younger ones. Lord, life's pathway stretches before. Naturally speaking, if it be thy most holy will, help them, Lord, in it all. Thou knowest, Lord, the crooked things, the rough places. Lord, make it a plain. Crooked things straight then. Rough places plain. Who art thou, O great mountain, before that heavenly Zerubbabel, make it a plain. This is the way. Walk ye in it. He directeth, O Lord, may it blessedly be so. And O Lord, work in their souls. May there be in all things working together for good. Lord, lengthen out those mercies, health and strength in that measure. Lord, mercies in loved ones, mercies, Lord, in dear families, and grant, dear families, is anything too hard for thee, Lord? And Lord, mercies in their homes, mercies then in that suitable, Lord, whether in education, in employment, Lord, help them, go before them, keep them, Lord. Constantly deliver from all evil, lead not into temptation. In much mercy, remember those, Lord. And thou knowest each, younger or older, that bear the burden and heat of the day. I have to come with dear Nehemiah many times. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also. Lord, none can lean too hard on thee. Lord, we do pray then that they may be favoured to lean upon their Lord, lean upon their Jesus. My God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, those older in years, and maybe younger, Lord, the sorrows of the way, the fearful, Lord, those that need help and strength, those that walk in affliction's pathway. Oh, be very gracious, Lord. And Lord, it must come to pass. Lord, that mud-walled cottage will shake. Lord, it will fall. This corruption must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Lord, blessedly prepare for it. May it be, Lord, the prayer of many. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face and to prove, even in the valley of the shadow of death, no fear. For thou art with me. Oh, be increasingly precious, Lord. Prepare then for all thy will. And Lord, we would bear before thee then those in deep need, those that cannot gather through affliction, those that, Lord, brought low. Oh, do grant a blessed visit ere thy day comes to an end, a strengthening in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray for thy servants where they stand, and Lord, those for whom the labours of the day are now done, oh, grant a quietness, grant a the will, thy will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. But oh, do now, Lord, open our mouth wide. Take us by the hand, as it were, and lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. Lord, to stand in that holy awe, to know no will but thine. Truly rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still. But oh, to blessedly prove, but since in love I took thee in, my purpose I'll fulfill. Strengthen, dear brother at the desk, each dear deacon. Help, Lord, and favour this church and people to bear one another then at the throne of grace. And oh, we do pray that there may be others also. Blessed proving on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. To stand amazed, to stand in that solemn awe, what hath God wrought? Lord, oh, that there may be yet that command to fulfill them. And Lord, that all things to be done in love. Lord, oh, bring it to pass. And Lord, do guide, do lead. And leave not, Lord, to self, to sin, to Satan, to unbelief. Help, Lord, then. And Lord, we would not forget our poor land. Those in authority over us, Lord, our royal house, older and younger, thou that hast worked there in days past, Lord, oh, work still, Lord. And Lord, Prime Minister and ministers, and all those changing scenes of life in our Parliament, ours is truly, Lord, shame. Confusion of face. Lord, but we're of this guilty land. We're accountable. Lord, have mercy. Lord, appear. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. Lord, we have to say, Lord, we have to bow under thy word. It is so. But in me is thy help. Oh, to yet prove it. Lord, then, work still in this poor sinful land. And Lord, remember thy persecuted people abroad in the earth. Those that do not have those privileges, Lord, that we still know and enjoy. Lengthen them out, Lord. But, oh, as the wicked plotteth, bring them to nothing. Men of violence, Lord, oh, beat the sword into plowshares. Oh, speak the peace, be still. Lord, no, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, literally, and thy one church. Lord, hear our poor cries then. Accept our praise and thanksgiving. Not worthy of the least of them, we confess once more. Do now feed the flock, the sheep, the lambs, food convenient. Send none empty away, we beg once more, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 762. How soft the words my Saviour speaks, how kind the promises he makes. A bruised reed he never breaks, nor will he quench the smoking flax. 762.
humble and complete dependence on the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the psalm that we read, Psalm 46 and verse 10. Psalm 46 and verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. That's the first part of this verse that is on my mind. Trust the Lord has given. Be still and know that I am God. In a blessed sense, the poor psalmist, do you feel at times, may have been penned many, many years ago, but the depths, the pathway, what they must have walked to pen such things, even by the blessed Spirit of Truth, things to be remembered. Trouble is what this psalm is about. Fear, though the earth be removed, though mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, waters roar and be troubled, mountains shake and swell. They are deep things. They are powerful things. And worm Jacob, do you with dear Jehoshaphat of old have to say, no might against this great company that cometh up against us, neither know we what to do, but I up on thee. Be still and know that I am God. Be still when it is contrary, utterly contrary to every instinct in your body, in your mind, and it appears in your soul. But I go back to the morning hour. He directeth. When the Lord directs, singularly, pointedly, to some trembling sinner, directs his word, directs his strength. They stand on that rock which is Christ, and the powers of hell cannot, shall not, will not prevail against it. How can I describe to you this? Be still. I go back to an evening when a church had gathered, those older ones, those long in the way, and to the Lord's dear servants, now in glory, I had got to testify. I had got to speak. How could I? But as I sat in that seat, the Lord directed, the Lord commanded, peace, be still. I have never felt such a blessed sense of quietness, calmness come over me. I remember fearing I would not be able to say a word, because the peace of God passeth understanding. You dear younger ones, His word, every syllable is so true, and it passes understanding. He was there, blessed be His holy name. And He was there in His presence. He was there in His command. Be still. And none could disturb that quietness. None could enter in and trouble that peace with Christ in the vessel. One speaks of it. I smile at the storm. And it is so. What dear Daniel, we touched this morning, and later on we read of Daniel and the lion's den. We read of the king going very early in the morning, went in haste to the lion's den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God. There was something blessedly, powerfully that shone through the man. Be still. The living God is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lion. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they should not hurt me. Blessed be his holy name. Be still. And know that I am God. Daniel proved it. And you, sinner, will prove it. By these things men live. And in the life of these things is my spirit, saith the Lord. I will be exalted. Blessed be his holy name. It may not be among the heathen, but oh, there will be that to his honour, to his glory. And some of his dear people do walk those things, where we'll prove exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still. Well, may the Lord help us to look a little at it. And firstly, what blessed things are recorded by dear Luke? Firstly, there were the disciples. There were those that had at his command launched forth. Know not the end of the journey, but oh, soul, don't be surprised. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The Lord Jesus was with them, but they were to prove his power, to prove that to his honour, to prove that to his glory. He rideth upon the storm, rideth upon the heavens for thy help, soul. He knows the end from the beginning. Came a storm of wind on the lake, filled with water, and were in jeopardy. They were in deep trouble. They were in deep peril. They were experienced fishermen, sailors, very familiar with those waters on that boat, but no power against this that had come. But oh, they go to the Lord Jesus. Master, Master, we perish. Be still. Then he arose. Then he arose. My mind goes to dear Hannah. My mind goes to she knew the trouble. She knew the weeping pathway. Then he arose. We read in that first chapter in Samuel, we read that blessed time when the Lord remembered her. A few words he directed. He knew all the way the Lord her God had led her. He knew that when old Eli misunderstood, he was the Lord's servant, do believe. But, oh, be still, be still. And oh, he sent her away with words of comfort. But oh, the key point, the Lord remembered her that time. But it is, be still, he arose, rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Referred to in another gospel, a great calm. Peace be still was what the Lord declared, recorded in another place. Where is your faith? They were afraid. You know, there is a place of fear. It's not a natural fear. There is a place of holy awe, as the dear hymn writer describes it. Abraham, full of sacred awe, before Jehovah stood. They're held there. They're held under that power. They're held under that glory. Those everlasting arms of love and mercy. They won't fall. No. Oh, upheld by that mighty, omnipotent hand, blessed, blessed be his holy name. For he commandeth, he directeth, even the winds and water, and they obey him. We are each accountable. That obedience. That this is the way, walk ye in it. The Lord did not leave Jonah. But oh, the Lord, when Jonah fled, worked on the sea, in the deep, in the fish's belly. Be still. And oh, there in the very depths, cause the poor man, cause the sinner, deep darkness, awful place, certainty of death. But yet will I look again toward thy holy temple. Be still. Be still, soul. The Lord has his way in the storm. The Lord blessedly works in these deep things. But then again, what of this poor man? What of this mad Gadarene? What of this one? Many devils, legions, many devils entered into him. Do you feel it so at times? Possessed, overwhelmed. No standing. And oh, not a breath, as it were, of prayer. No, be still. This poor man, he roamed the hills. He roamed the tombs. No chain could hold him. Naked, exposed. Beyond any human hand, be still. Do you know one like that? Do you feel it yourself at times? Be still. There is one blessed, glorious one. I take you to a road. I take you to two men. What trouble they were in. How sad they were as they walked that road. Do Do you know what it is to go for a walk? Trouble, sand, all these things against us. Understanding absolutely nothing. What a dark, dark pathway. And then we read that one drew near and went with them. You mark that blessed chapter at the end of Luke. You mark the footsteps of the flock. The Lord Jesus drew out from them all their troubles. Their storm, their great need. This was he we trusted would deliver Israel. Do you know it, Saul? Trusted his word. Trusted, never man spake like this man. All these things are against me. Say it with poor Jacob. But oh, what did this one say? This blessed, glorious one that walked with them. But they knew it not. Hidden from them. But oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the scripture had spoken, all that the prophet, beginning at Moses, he blessedly, as it were, takes them by the hand and leads them to and fro in the scripture of truth. Be still, soul. May the Lord command it when you turn to his holy word of truth. You dear younger ones, you dear children, turn to his word in the midst of trouble, in the midst of conflict. In the midst of all these things against me, you'll find God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. What? After the trouble? No, in trouble. Be still. And oh, so. As you read his word, may the Lord blessedly, blessedly open up that in the scripture of truth. He directeth. I was going to turn your attention this morning to that word. We read spoken to the church in Philadelphia. The thing, saith he, which is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy work. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. It goes on to speak of a little strength. But oh, what help? What? Be still. You dear younger ones, I was in trouble. I was on a train going back from Cambridge to London. many years ago, and as we say, happen to read, dear old Berridge, he was in trouble. He was in trouble with his bishop. I could walk with him in the trouble. But you know, the Lord sealed to the dear man, "Lo, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it." It broke me down in that carriage. I knew the Lord would appear. There was a bee still. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. What a blessed strengthening. And so, this poor man, this mad Gadarene, this one possessed, many, many troubles, tormented, but the Lord knew where he was. The Lord Jesus came just where he was, and they arrived in the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. They arrived. He won't come too early. And he certainly won't come too late, sinner. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. For be still. And this word, you know, has been so blessed. Our dear old deacon at home, he oft quotes it in prayer. When they came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Be still. When he commands it, sinner, blessed stillness, blessed quietness. And oh, there was that. What a message the dear man had. Be still. Oh, if there is to be that message, the Lord will open thy mouth wide, and he will finish to his honor, to his glory. Show how great thing God hath done for thee. And he would. The very stones would cry out if these should hold their peace. Be still. Be still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted. There are two more cases in that portion that we read. And just for a moment, go to the woman, issue of blood, 12 years. A long time in that case. Spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, but came behind him. Oh, here is a blessed, blessed pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And when the word says press, it means press. But how can I press? Oh, soul, be still. When the Lord blessedly gives that to press, those crowds will flee. If I could but touch, oh, blessedly reach, touch the hem of his garment. The Lord knew it. Be still. He knows. He knows those a long time in that case. And you know, she could not be hid. She came trembling and falling down before him. Confess before all. He will have all the honor, all the glory, all the praise due to his great and holy name. And what words of comfort, what words of consolation, what words of be still, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Faith is the gift of God. Go in peace. Be still. But then that case, Jairus, comes to Jesus. His daughter lay a dying. And as Jesus was going, there is the case of this woman, the press through. And now there comes one to the ruler of the synagogue. Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. What a blow. What a finality. Be still and know that I am God. Hark the voice of love and mercy that sounds aloud from Calvary. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. We think of the dying thief. There was another one. We indeed justly received the due reward of our deeds. But this man, done nothing amiss. Oh, the agonies the poor wretched man was knowing. That cruelest of those Roman punishments. But oh, blessedly given that to look. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Be still and know that I am God. Will be exalted. This day thou wilt be with me in paradise. So those blessed, blessed spots and places. He was there. But this poor man, when he comes to his home, all wept and bewailed. She is not dead, but sleepeth. But they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Do they laugh you to scorn, sinner? Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, pause, blessedly consider it. But he put them all out. He can do it. Be still. He speaks with that authority. He directeth and gathers those few. Took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. He commanded to give her meat, give her food. The loving kindness, the tenderness, the blessed nearness. Be still and know that I am God. I don't believe, you know, this morning that we spoke of concerning that military court-martial. Had ever spoken of before on Zion's walls. I felt the solemnity of the direction that sword was pointing. Did you so? Be still and know that I am God. His word is a sword. It does reach. It does penetrate to the very joints, to the very marrow. But oh, be still and know that I am God. So, what a mercy to never know the point of that sword pointing at a hell-deserving sinner. What a mercy to never know before that great white throne guilty, because the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So, what a merciful Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ is here. And her parents were astonished. He charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Be still and know that I am God. The Lord knows what is before each one of us. The Lord knows what each are walking in. The Lord knows what, dear families, you as a church and people know, burdened concerning. What the prayers rung out of the very soul are. I go back to dear Jehoshaphat, when no might against this great company cometh against us, neither know what we what we what to do, but our eyes are up on thee. The next verse reads, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. This would touch all, but they stood blessedly before the Lord. And then upon Jahaziel came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Hearken ye, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord, unto you be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Be still. You know, in a blessed New Testament sense, the battle, soul, is not yours, but God's. And there'll be that blessedly given. Thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory. There'll be that to blessedly look and live. So, when the Lord Jesus cried on that cross, it is finished. The veil of the temple, we read, was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. There was a new and living way made. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Among the heathen I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen.
Collection last Lord's Day amounted to £680, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. John Rosier is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and on Friday evening there'll be a prayer meeting for the members. And Mr. Chapman is expected to preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 1075. Thou hidden love of God, whose height, whose depth unfathomed no man knows, I see from far thy beauteous light, and inly sigh for thy repose. My heart is pained, nor can it be at rest till I find rest in thee. 1075.
the prayer that we have just sung together, that in all thy dealings, remember that we are but dust. Have pity, Lord. Bless abundantly, bless thine own pure word. Pardon all amiss. Take us each now under thy kind care, thy mercy. Appear for us, Lord. And Lord, grant the blessings of rest, keeping, quietness, sleep. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.